chewing pizza, you smoothie, me high school pizza, cafe au lait, latte, da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up call, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Wake up to a brand new day. It's morning. I'm stepping on my way. Go ahead and drink and give me just what I need.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your independent clergy. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. This being, you got it, April the 9th, 2021. And you know what? Before we kick off and talk about our show and all that good stuff, James Brown, hit it off for us on TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. All right. Okay. Well, hope everybody's doing A-OK on a Friday. Again, TGIF, you can incorporate it two ways. Thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. And it's going to be a chance of rain out here at beautiful Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I've got a great show lined up. Now, before I get started on everything, I want to tell you guys first that you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Feel free, guys. I get a lot of emails from a lot of people. And our email address up here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas is morningsbrew. That's mornings, N-N-N-N-S, brew, like the coffee, at gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew at gmail.com. Also, another way you can reach me is go on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. The more the likes, the merrier for me. Hit that contact button. That will get you directly to me or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Ministry team. And one of us be more than glad to help you out on anything. Most of the time, it's me. If not, it goes to the ministry team, and they try to help me out as well when I'm overloaded with some things that always go on in life. All right. Well, let me just share with you real quick. I had an interesting day yesterday, last night. My son FaceTimes me and says, "Dad, look at my foot." And apparently he went outside, I guess over there at his mother's house, and had stepped on a roofing nail that went halfway through his foot. So I got a hold of my daughter and I said, "Y'all need to get on back to your house and get him to Cook's Hospital." Praise the Lord, a good PTL report is that he didn't have to wind up having stitches. But he did have to get, which is good, safety precaution, tetanus shot, and then they were able to yank that nail out. That nail went into his foot sideways, I kid you not, 4 inches. So God had his hand on him. And Chris, I know you listen from time to time. That's my other son, part of the Fantastic Four. Chris, we're praying for you, son, so just hang in there. That's the main thing, okay? All right, I've got a great show lined up today. You want to hear about it? Why not? Let's talk about it right now on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. On a Friday, you better coffee up. All right, well, today I'm going to go back through my biblical archives, and we're going to talk about God's timing. Okay? So that's going to be a good one. Also, I got some great Christian music lined up, and Security Sam is going to join me for a little while. We're going to talk about the COVID shot. He went and got his COVID shots. So we're going to hear about his experience. All right. Also, I got a great Bible devotion fixing to start up here in a little bit. It's Keep On Being Filled. It's going to make a lot of sense. going to enjoy that. Share my podcast anytime with your friends, okay? All right, let's kick it off. What do you say? Jumping jack time on a Friday. Come on, exercisers. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2. Hold on. Sam's in here with me. Security Sam, you messed me up. Let's do it again. All right, ready, guys? Are you ready? Are you ready to jumpin' jack? Here we go. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Much better. Let's roll. I'll tell you, that security Sam, he cracks me up. All right, now, today's Bible devotion we're going to talk about is being filled. It's going to make a lot of sense. In fact, if you go, this is a kind of a shorter verse in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 18. It says, be filled with the Spirit. You know, the command to be filled with the Spirit, friends, actually has the idea of continuously being filled. In the original Greek language, we are not filled once for all like a bucket. Instead, we are being filled consistently. This verse might be translated, be filled and keep on being filled. True story, the late Dr. Merle C. Tinney once compared to this situation of an old-time farmhouse kitchen. Oh, those are nice, by the way. In one corner was a sink. Above it was a pipe through which came continuously steam of water from the spring outside the water. By running consistently, keep the sink brimfully of good water. In that same way, we are not to let ourselves be filled and then emptied of the Spirit like a leaky bucket, only to be refilled later on again and again, rather than the Holy Spirit should be filled within us consistently. And he will as yield ourselves to Christ's presence and power every day. Amen. Amen. Stand by. We're going to just visit with Sam for just a little bit because I got the coffee song that I have not forgot to play for you guys. So stand by. Security Sam's going to visit with us for a little bit and we're going to talk about the COVID shots. Boy, how about that? There's nothing better than Mission Impossible. Let's give a mighty long cheer. Let's give a hand clap. And he is due up some morning crow this morning. And I do need to laugh at him. Yeah, let's give him a whistle too. How about drum roll? Everybody loves these intros. Fanfare. Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, your friend, my friend, Security Sam. Hey, Security Sam, welcome. It's been a while. I appreciate all you do to protect the Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, CA, how you doing? Security Sam here. Have no fear, Sam is here. We keep an eye on Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. Me and Charlie do. And CA, I am doing great. And thank you for letting me come on the air for a little bit. I know you don't have pumpkin spice. You have sugar-free Italian cream this time. That's right. I went and I purchased some Italian cream. They do have pumpkin spice out at some of these particular Walmarts. But yes, indeed, I went down there and I got the Italian cream, Sam, and I love it. It's great.
Well, that's good there, CA. I am so glad to hear that. And hello, everybody out in podcast and radio land. I'll tell you, you're on one of the greatest networks with my buddy, CA.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, now let's talk about something real quickly, because I got security work to do and paperwork to turn in to the security company. You know how that is, CA.
Yes, I know. I know. All right, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the COVID shot. Now, I heard that you went on ahead and you got your COVID shot nearly 2 weeks ago, correct?
Yes, correct. I did get my COVID shot, and shot one a few weeks ago, and shot two. It'll be 2 weeks on a Saturday. My mom and dad are already fully taken care of as of Tuesday. Mine will be Saturday. I'm already fully taken care of, but I mean in the safe zone as far as that, will be on Saturday, tomorrow. And then my brother, his will be, I think, Sunday, and then I think Jeff's on Tuesday of next week.
Well, that's good there, CA. Let me tell you about mine. Now, shot number one, I had the Moderna.
Yes, I had that one.
And the lady, it was a drive. Did you go to the TCU drive-up one?
Yes, I did.
So did I. How funny.
Yes, indeed. I went to the TCU drive-up. It was the most organized I've ever seen.
Oh, it is. Very organized. Sorry, I had to get some coffee.
No, that's okay.
And so I get there, and they said, Sam, we need your insurance card. I said, insurance? I said, the government's paying for it.
Well, they were, and they are. They just wanted it for precaution. Did Baylor White do you by any chance on your shot, Baylor Scott and White?
They sure did.
Well, hats off. Let me just say this on the air. Hats off to the nurses and the young nurses old enough to be my daughter. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give them all of our first responders and those medical. Let's give them a cheer. Hand clap. And morning crow this morning. Sam, they deserve it. They were just, boy, they got in and got it all taken care of.
Well, shot, and I agree, CA, shot one went A-okay. Now, I will tell you this, that when I went in there and I rode my window down, the lady said left arm, right arm. I said, ma'am, just go ahead and put it on my left arm, because that's where I got my window down. CA, they got me in, they got me out in 20 minutes. The second time I did it, they got me out in 6 minutes.
That's right. Now, mine was 10 minutes on the second. Did you get any symptoms?
Well, I did the first time. I got the nauseous arm, got a little sleepy, but I took a Benadryl, too.
Yeah, same here. And I had the same symptom.
Now, the second one, the second one I got, I was doing okay. The arm got actually numb the second day, and I got a little, you know, felt a little cold chill. But other than that, it was okay.
Same here. Wow, we had the same kind of symptoms.
But I tell you what, God is good, and he is good what?
All the time. It's only good for 6 months, but we'll keep praying. And you know, God's the one that is the medical worker. Now, before I let you go, I know you got paperwork to do, and I got crunch time. I've got the coffee song I got to play. I still got to play a couple of Christian songs, and we're going to get our Bible teaching on my biblical archives on God's timing.
That's right. That's right.
Is there anything you want to tell everybody about this COVID stuff?
You know what? That's your decision, folks. Whatever you want to do, well, you're loved either way by this radio station and by yours truly, Security Sam and CA.
That's right.
So, please continue to, you know, do what God tells you to do. I can't tell you what to do, but do what God tells you to do.
Amen.
And it all work out.
That's right. That's right, buddy. Okay. Thank you, Security Sam, for the short, brief visit. How about a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, exclusively and only on this radio station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show with CA.
Hey, give me a good cup of coffee.
All right, our Friday song, Give Me a Good Cup of Coffee and Jesus in the Morning, exclusively, like I was saying, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. All right, I got a Miranda song I want to play that I've had a lot of requests for, and it's called Stronger.
Little was a prophet of old. The lamb was slain, just as he foretold. I believe Jesus was the Word made man, and he died for my sins, and he rose again. Don't you know that?
Okay, as promised, guys, on a Friday, we are going to be talking about, I'm going to my biblical archives, on trusting God's timing. So let me ask you something. Can you think of a time in your life when you acted impulsively and came to regret it? And maybe you bought a car on an impulse. We've all done that. Or we're sorry, and we're sorry afterward. Or maybe the contract you signed after reading it carefully. And also, maybe it was a business deal. Maybe you entered into, or maybe you should have had more time to consider. Whatever the decision might have been, friends, you regretted it later. Well, I've discovered personally that God's timing is just as important as God's will. In fact, the Bible talks a lot about timing. If you go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 1, Scripture reminds us to everything there is a season, a time for purpose, for every purpose, under heaven. And I'm reading that off of the New King James Version. There's different versions of that you can read off of. The Bible talks about a man of God who really had bad timing. If this man were in a race, he would have been the one to come out of nowhere, take the lead, and suddenly self-destruct. The man I am speaking about, everybody should know, is Moses. Now, friends, although Moses is one of the greatest men of God, he was also was a man who had serious setbacks and committed serious sins. It is worth noting, along that with Saul of Tarsus, that Moses is one of the men God used who actually was guilty of murder. Now, Moses was a bit on the impulsive side. I can understand that because I share that characteristics with him. I can be impulsive, believe it or not. Yours truly, C.A., can. But being impulsive has set its drawbacks. And if you keep in mind that Moses, his impulses brought some devastating results. You know, Moses was born at a time of extreme hardship in Israel's history. The descendants of Jacob had grown to about 3 million in Egypt and had been forced into slavery. Pharaoh, seeing the Hebrews as a potential threat, decreed that newborn Hebrew boys were to be drowned in the Nile River. As the children of Israel cried out to God for deliverance, entered Moses, the man of God. First, he was a baby protected by God and adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. The Jewish historian, Josephus, tells us that this Pharaoh had no son or heir. Therefore, Moses was being groomed to become the next Pharaoh of Egypt. He was also being raised as royalty, which meant that he would have been schooled in all that Egypt had to offer. But Moses still knew who he was. He was a true believer in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Underneath those Egyptian robes beat the heart of a Hebrew. So maybe, friends, what caused him to swing into action when he saw as an Egyptian being beaten as a Hebrew, the Bible says, look this way and that way, and then kill the Egyptian. You can find that in the book of the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 2 and verse 12. You see, friends, Moses' heart was in the right place, but his actions were foolish. to say the least. Clearly the Lord had told Moses to do this. Instead of looking above, Moses should have been looking up. Moses probably thought that his fellow Hebrews would be grateful for what he had done. But these things did not turn out that way. In fact, everyone knew what he had done, but no one applauded. As scripture reminds us, when you read on, you know, when Pharaoh had heard about what had happened, Moses had to flee from his life. Off he went into the wilderness. You know, God wants us to do his will in his timing. I talk about it again. Let's repeat it. Excuse me, guys. God wants us to do his will in his way, in his timing. You see, Moses was a leader in training, but he wasn't ready yet. He had lost his people, he had lost his reputation, but he had not lost God. When we look at the end of what actually was the beginning, you know, 40 years later, God appointed Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. What Moses did not realize was that God was preparing him during that time. Notice what God said to him in the book of Exodus chapter 3 and verse 6. And I'm going to read this off the New King James Version. I am your God of your father, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. So what was God saying? Simply this, friends. I am the God of ordinary men who have accomplished some extraordinary things. There is hope for you. I am not just the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac and Jacob. I am the God of Moses. I am calling you. I am giving you a second chance. You see, God still uses, and I want y'all to remember this, ordinary people today. Even people who have made mistakes. Even people who have sinned. Maybe your situation right now, which you can identify with Moses, but can I make a suggestion? And that is, confess your sins to God. Deal with them. And learn from your mistakes. And know this. Know that God can still use you. He gives you second chances. Maybe you need one today. And I think you should remember that. So that's a little brief, short part on God's timing. But there's something I want to add in on God's timing. And that is this, and I want to just talk a little brief about it. And let me give you an example. First off, let's go back. You get 1,440 minutes in a day. Okay? God gives us that. It's like a countdown clock. And I want you to remember that way you can share with somebody. And you get 168 hours, I should say, in a week. Now take away if you're working 49 to 60 hours a week. Take away your drive time. Take away the time you may, if you're married, spending time with your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, whatever it may be. Think about all that time that is evaporated. Okay? Through all that, you're praying about a particular situation. And you're hoping and praying that that answer gets taken care of. I'm going to tell you about two. I'm not going to go deep into them. I'm just going to tell you about two. No, let's do three. I want to do three, okay, in my life. When I pray intercessory prayer, very heavy. When you guys have prayer requests that you ask me, CA, will you pray about the situation? I pray for y'all. My situation is that I prayed God to help me on the first one, right? The first situation I had was a very crazy situation. I prayed in intercessory prayer, and within 5 minutes, that prayer was answered. God's timing, not CA's timing, God's timing. Secondly, I had a prayer that I prayed, and I kept wondering if it was ever going to be taken care of. 1 year went by, 2 years went by. I still remember, and then once I got through 4 or 5 years, I totally forgot about it. But then on that fifth year, on another prayer that I had, He responded back, he gave me the answer I needed, and then he also put in my mental mind, remember, CA, when you prayed that prayer. The last one I had took 30 years, took 30 years for that prayer to be answered. Always remember, if you get anything out of this lesson today on a Friday, it's not your timing, it's God's timing. Because I'm the kind of guy, I'm like y'all, we're human beings, okay? Biblical teachers, ministers, pastors, clergy. We want something done right then, right there. We want an answer right then, right there. But God says, hold on a second. Okay? It's kind of like getting on a horse and you're pulling back the reins. He's pulling your reins back. He says, hold on a minute. And I'm going to use me as an example. CA, let me handle. Give me the reins and let me handle it in my timing. You see, a lot of people don't realize this, and I want you to know this, is that God is never in a hurry on answered prayer. It's in His timing. Look what He did with Moses. And look how Moses was humble and obedient and still listened to Him. And then his prayers got answered. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever discouragement, maybe it's a job. Let's talk a little bit. Maybe it's a job. You're going to get the answer. Oh, CA, it's easy for you to say. No, I've been in your shoes, kind of, not in COVID times or post-COVID, I guess we could call now. But I've been in your shoes. And that prayer got answered. Your prayer is going to get answered. CA, I just don't know what church I'm going to go to or where God wants me to go. Well, in timing, again, God's going to answer. Don't make it your timing. Make it God's timing. Go visit other places. And make it in God's timing for you. Okay? OCA, I don't know about this relationship that I'm into with this boyfriend or girlfriend or girlfriend, boyfriend. Well, pray about it. Let me ask you something. Is God in your relationship? Is Christ, do you have a Christ-centered relationship? Or better yet, even if you're married, do you have a Christ-centered relationship? Do you pray together? Do you have intercessory prayer together? Do you talk about things? Do you work things out? If you don't, today's the day to do that. Amen? Amen. Or my kids are driving me bonkers and I don't know what to do. Are you praying about it? Yeah, but I want it done right then, right there. Well, it don't always work that way, does it? It's all in God's timing. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. You know, I feel His presence right now this morning on a Friday morning here at Faith Studio One. He loves you and He cares about you and He wants the best for you. Okay, I hope you'll get a lot out of that. That's just some examples. So let's lead off in a prayer on a Friday. Hope everybody has a great day. Dear Jesus, we thank You for all You do. We know it's about Your timing. We want to do whatever You want us to do in our lives. Father God, we uplift our issues, our timing on what we need done, it's all in Your hands. You got our time management. You got our days planned out, and we give it all to You. We trust in You, Lord. Thank You so much for all You do, for we love You. Be with us and let us have a great Friday. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, friends, if there's anything I can do, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, mornings ending in an S, brew@gmail.com. Also, if you have an Apple phone and you've acknowledged me and subscribed on Apple Podcasting, do me a favor. Give me a 5-star rating. We'd sure appreciate it. I'd love to hear from great people like you. Or if you got an Android phone, you can also download it on Google Podcasts. It's called Google Podcasts. You download the app and do the same. And also, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. We got them all, okay? And also like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Well, this is CA signing off, getting ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas on a soon-to-be stormy night tonight in Fort Worth. Remember, the sun, S-O-N, capital S-O-N, always rises every day on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. And I will talk to you guys soon. Have a blessed Friday and go out and make it your best. Have a good day. Bye for now.